It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Stay tuned to find out what the seniors of Valdez High have to say about their future.
Our next senior in the spotlight is Quentin Cox. And Quentin, tell us a little bit about what you're going to miss most about Valdez High School.
I don't know, probably just a few of the teachers, I guess.
And what are your plans following graduation?
After graduation, I'm going to Massachusetts to attend the Massachusetts Maritime Academy to become a marine engineer.
All right, you sound like you've got a course laid. How did you make those plans?
My mom works for Crowley, which is a maritime company. So after her working there, I pretty much just got an idea of what I wanted to do.
All right, and I know you're involved in Boy Scouts and NYO and many different, and have a job. So a lot of different extracurricular activities. What did those teach you?
Time management mostly, and also a lot of responsibilities and, you know, just how to take care of all those things.
Not easy sometimes, right?
No. A lot of times I got to skip one thing for another or make compromises.
How did you make those decisions? Who were your mentors? Who guided you in making some of those decisions in your life?
Probably my parents mostly. But other than that, a lot of times I just had to figure out how to do it on my own.
Toughest class in high school?
It was probably Algebra 1, honestly. And the one I learned the most from was marine biology.
All right. Any advice for young kids?
Pretty much do your work. It's easier if you just do it, because I started out freshman year not doing anything, just kind of skating by, but it's a lot easier if you just do it.
Our next senior in the spotlight is Kaylee McDonald. And Kaylee, are you excited about graduation?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm just ready to like move on and start the next chapter.
What is the next chapter?
I would like to go to college and pursue a career in dental hygiene.
How did you come up with that?
I really like to take care of my teeth, and I thought that that would be maybe a good idea to go into for something for me that I like, and I know it is good money.
Do you see yourself in Alaska? Where do you see yourself?
I haven't really decided. I would like to try college out of state and see how that goes for me, and then decide from there whether I would like to come back or not.
What are some of the classes or activities you participated in during high school that you feel kind of shaped you as a person?
Definitely all my sports activities. Those were awesome to be in with all of the other teammates and the coaches, and it really just made me who I am.
What are you going to miss most about Valdez High?
Being around my friends so much, yeah. Seeing them every day is nice. It's going to be weird not seeing them anymore.
Academically, what was the class you think that taught you the most that you'll take on and make use of in life?
Probably my English classes. I had a college class, and that was good for me.
And any advice for young kids?
Take your grades seriously early in high school. That's one of the biggest problems for most people when they're graduating.
Thanks for listening to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Tune in during the month of May to hear interviews with VHS seniors right here on your hometown station, KVAK. Senior Spotlights are brought to you by Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, Mike's Palace, Eagles Area Auxiliary FOE 1971, The Weather and Anchor, Polar Tankers, Peter Pan Seafoods, Valdez Senior Center, Harrison and Gravel, First National Bank, Altness Equipment, Arctic Chiropractic, Prospector, Copper Valley Telecom, and the Valdez Adventure Alliance.